Hello, it is Rachel, and I want to talk to you about teaching children how to handle discomfort and cope more effectively. This is such an important skill that so many people, not just children and adolescents, but so many adults are missing as well. Often we simply do not cope in healthy ways, and whenever we are faced with discomfort or yuck, we tend to avoid it. Or if we are in yuck, we tend to turn our yuck out or we turn it in. And it's really important to start to teach children to cope in a healthy manner, to handle their discomfort and their yuck, so that we can see more positive behavior, moods, and attitudes, even when things aren't going the way our children want them to. So teaching your children these tools is relevant when maybe they avoid hard things, or when they're really frustrated or annoyed, they start to become disrespectful and mean to people. It's really also important to teach these skills if they are saying mean things about themselves. That's just them turning their yuck in. Ultimately, we need to teach kids to recognize their yuck and not be controlled by that discomfort, because when they're controlled by it, that's when we see yuck being turned out, yuck being turned in, or yuck numbed. So there are steps to teaching children to handle their discomfort and cope more effectively. And the first step actually starts with us. The first thing we need to do is support them when they are in yuck. We actually need to learn how to deal with our own yuck and regulate ourselves when they are in yuck. Often they become disrespectful, or they become mean, or they avoid things, and we go into yuck and we respond from a place of our yuck. And here's the thing, if we want our children to respond more maturely, we could give them all the tools in the world, but if they sense that we are in yuck, they are wired to go into yuck themselves. It's a survival mechanism that children have, that they sense us, and if they sense we're in a bad place, that puts them in a bad place as well. So the first step is we have to work on our own yuck, and that's why I say if your yuck is pretty big, a lot of these tips that I give you in the 4R method are going to be very difficult, so you need to work on your own yuck first. So the first part, though, if we are addressing our children's yuck, is to actually learn the tools for ourselves to regulate our own yuck discomfort and to cope in an effective way ourselves. The second thing that we're going to do, though, as we do start to teach them skills, is to teach them to name and identify and name their feelings. So we may teach them what it feels like when they do, you know, when things don't go their way, that may be called frustration. You know, maybe for little kids, we call that the frustrated Freddies. For older kids, we just name it frustration. But we want to teach them to identify their feelings and give them a name. We want to show them that their feelings do not define them, that their feelings are actually something they feel. It's something outside of them. They don't define them. So we need to teach them to identify and name these feelings. The next thing we want to do is actually have them quantify how strongly they feel these feelings. So we may help them recognize in their body how they feel when they're very frustrated versus just a little frustrated. Or we may also teach them that in certain circumstances, they tend to feel really frustrated versus just a little frustrated. I actually recommend that you have them quantify this feeling on a scale from 1 to 5, because ultimately what we want to do is have them recognize the feeling and how big the feeling is, and show them that they can bring that feeling from a 5 to a 4 to a 3, all the way down to a 1. So we want to teach them to quantify that feeling. Then what we want to do is teach them that they are in charge of the feeling. The feeling is not in charge of them. So we want to show them that they can be frustrated and not yell and not, you know, say mean things. What we need to do, though, is teach them what to do instead. We can't just say, hey, when you're frustrated, don't yell. We want to teach them what to do instead. And these are what I call yuck release strategies. So yuck release strategies are what they're going to do when they feel the frustrated Freddies, or when they feel frustrated, they're going to do something different. And what I suggest is that when you work with them to choose a yuck release strategy, you make sure, or they make sure, that it matches what they're naturally inclined to do. So if you have a child who is currently yelling and shoving things off a desk or slamming doors, they may need more mature physical strategies. They may need to walk to the furthest wall and back, but somehow they need to move their body very likely. They may need another physical or sensory strategy. Now, there's going to be a document that comes along with this audio and the summary of this tool that will actually list different yuck release strategies, and you'll see that they're broken down by temperament, so you can try to help your child find one that is aligned with something they're already doing. So ultimately, what we've done now is we've taught them to identify and quantify that feeling. And we've taught them that when they feel that feeling, they can actually use this new strategy. You can call it a yuck release strategy, or you can call it anything else. But we want to teach them to use this new strategy to bring this feeling from a 5 to a 1. This is ultimately what they're doing while they're traveling the curve. And when they've gotten that feeling to a 1, they have fully traveled that curve. So you can teach them about the yuck curve if you want to, but ultimately you just want to teach them to bring that feeling down and that they are in control by using this new strategy when they feel that feeling. Now, the last part of this is incredibly important. This is going to be the difference between success and failure, I will tell you. I've worked with so many families and I know this is key, is that you have to practice this new strategy between times of yuck. Because by the time a child is in yuck, it's too late, they will default to the simplest thing. They don't think, what's that new tool I learned and how do I do that? They will default to what feels good and what they've done before in the past. They are all instinct at that point, and we have to make the instinct to do the new strategy more automatic than the instinct to do the old strategy. So practice matters. I want you to think of this like they are learning a new language. If you were teaching your child French or Japanese, even a new language where they had a new alphabet, if you were teaching them a new language, you'd know it would take a lot of patience, a lot of repetition, and a lot of time. This is the exact same thing. So you need to be realistic in your expectations that teaching them these strategies requires patience, time, and repetition. Eventually they will get this, but over time, and you can't just try it 10 or 15 times and assume they're going to get it. You wouldn't be able to teach a child French or Japanese 10 or 15 times and assume that they're going to get it. And especially assuming that when they're in a high stress situation, they're going to default to their native language. It's just the way it works. And kids do the same thing. In fact, adults do the same thing as well. So we need to practice this. I do have on the handout what you can do if your child doesn't want to practice. You can see those questions, but ultimately just keep it up, because teaching your children this skill is a skill that is going to last them a lifetime and impact in a much more positive way every single relationship they have, every single effort they make. When they can handle discomfort and handle their yuck, their relationships are going to go better. Their performance is going to improve. Their behavior, moods, and attitudes will certainly improve in the long run. All right? So go ahead and try teaching this to your child. You can post in the Facebook if you have any questions. And I will also obviously be practicing this a lot in the resources in the Academy. I'll talk to you soon.